We're going to turn next to Gaza, where aid continues to trickle in. Yesterday, just over 100 trucks entered the territory, but many were overwhelmed by desperate crowds. UN agencies say the only way to make sure supplies reach those most in need is for Gaza to be flooded with aid. 7 further deaths from malnutrition were reported today. Jean-Guy Watteau is the Gaza Emergency Coordinator for Médecins Sans Frontières, and he's in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. I asked him how much food had been getting in since Israel agreed to a series of temporary pauses in its military attacks.
Not enough. It's been more than in the past. The past 4 months have been very difficult, with no aid at all allowed for 2 months, and then only limited quantity of it. Since the weekend, we have seen more trucks from WFP, notably, coming in the Gaza Strip. We are hopeful that we can import a few trucks of drugs and medical equipment. They are on their way, and we're really hoping that we can bring them here.
For people in Gaza, is life dominated by the search for food?
Yes, two things they talk about. One, the ceasefire, which remains their main hope, and in fact, the main hope for everybody involved in Gaza. There is still a large number of people killed every day, either by the Israeli bombing or at the food distribution sites. And the second thing is food. What is the price of food? How much is a kilogram of sugar? I can tell you that this morning, the kilogram of sugar was still $100. So this subject of food, the price of food, and the hunger in the Gaza Strip is the main discussion subject in Gaza.
$100 for a kilo of sugar. It's an extraordinary price, isn't it?
Yes, and of course, only a few people can afford that. But even the middle class in Gaza have trouble to find food to have only one meal every day. It's the case of my colleague, doctors. It's the case of your colleagues, journalists, who are employed by international agencies. They suffer as well, and they are hungry as well. But of course, it's the popular classes who suffer the most, and their children. They are the ones who are severely malnourished. They are the ones that we see more and more often coming to our clinics.
In terms of how food is getting in, the Israeli military said again today that there are lorries entering Gaza, but that they're still waiting for collection and distribution. Is that something that you're aware of?
Yes. It is extremely complicated to collect the food at the entry point of Gaza and send it to the warehouses. First, it's not enough that is being allowed. And of course, when you send only a few trucks of food going through areas where people are starving, they stop the trucks and they take the food themselves. That's very natural. What needs to happen is that we should flood the Gaza Strip with food. During a few days, 1 week, we will still have those incidents and looting. But after, the situation will regulate itself and we will be able to resume a proper distribution of food, of relief in general, targeted, controlled distribution. That's the only way we can get out of that vicious circle that we have entered a few months ago.
Understandably, most of the focus over the past couple of weeks has been on the shortage of food, but is there also a shortage of medical supplies?
There is. There have been a few trucks allowed for the past 6 weeks, so we were able to send part of what is missing. More are coming, and we really hope that this will continue more than the week that has been granted by the Israeli government. So we can still have medical facilities functioning, but with great difficulties. I was talking to some official of the Ministry of Health a few days ago. He said that 40% of the items necessary to run an emergency ward, 40% of them are in total shortage.
Does this mean then that there are lives which ordinarily should be saved, but at the moment they're not being saved?
Most of them at the moment that should be saved are not. For the wounded people, the number of casualties is huge, even greater now than it has been in the past. You have both the casualties linked to the bombing and the casualties linked to the food distribution, where you have people starving, coming to get bags of flour or beans and being shot at by the Israeli army. So the number of wounded every day is overwhelming, and the two main hospitals in the Gaza Strip are totally overwhelmed. So I've visited both of them in the last days. People are waiting for medical care, bloody, on the ground, and not able to access a doctor. The situation is really dire at the moment.
We've seen Britain over the past 24 hours move towards recognising a Palestinian state. Now, if it does, it will be the 148th country to do so. How significant is the British move in your assessment?
I would not be in a position to answer that. I know it's not a major concern of the Palestinian population at the moment, which it might seem curious, huh, that they don't talk about that, but they really don't. The conversation are all about the ceasefire that they still hope for, even though less so this week. And they all are commenting about the price of food, the availability of food, and the effects of hunger on their children. They are obsessed with the violence, famine, and they are obsessed with the idea of leaving Gaza. A large part of the population in Gaza has only one hope, that they are let go out of this hell.
Jean-Guy Watteau of Médecins Sans Frontières talking to us from Deir al-Balah in central Gaza.